This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It's the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field, Comerica Backyard, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The 817 brought us, says, we got to let you know that those OnlyFans chicks aren't actually chatting with you.
Oh,
you're
really?
Potentially blowing money for what is allegedly free on Twitter. So
really?
That's just a pro tip there from the 817, probably caught in that same trap a while back or so. But
that's a shame.
Are the videos longer when you like subscribe to it, or is it just quick, like, see it on Twitter?
Yeah, you have to pay.
Video. You have to pay for the whole joint.
Yeah, everybody's different with their what it depends on the length of the video, what they do, you know, for the price. Yeah.
You sound like an OnlyFans stockbroker right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's some very creative ones. Very creative. Yeah.
I don't doubt it, dude. I don't doubt it. Well, we got a little Friday news dump for you here.
Seven minutes is like $30, you know, kinda. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh yeah. They bill you for their time.
And you just got the automatic payment set up, so that's just pulling out once a month. You just know, boom, easy money. You don't have to.
Oh, you can set it up any way
you want.
You
don't have to haggle.
Yeah, you can set it up any way you want. Yeah.
That's good.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's right. Brian Broaddus, who is alleging that he's ready to go Mardi Gras Brian potentially here in the Comerica backyard once we get these beers starting to flow and the doors open here very, very soon. L.A. Is here live in the flesh. Lucius Alexander is going to be handling the Walchuk Woolly Bully Top 10 List of the Day coming up here in a few minutes, and we'll get a live rendition of L.A. Live in the 5 o'clock hour. Eric
Maybe.
Nadel, what you drinking, what you thinking? Perhaps. That's
yeah,
true.
Possibly.
We've had some technical difficulties. We'll blame Microsoft on those. We
CrowdStrike.
What is that? CrowdStrike?
CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Maybe Microsoft's taking some flack in a way that they don't deserve.
CrowdStrike
here
is the big security system.
Sure,
right?
Is, yeah.
They sponsor some Formula One
they
cars.
They sure do.
Okay, well, they're the ones that are really...
They're looking funny in the light right now.
Looking funny in the light right now. Making everybody look bad today. Yeah. Well, we do have the Rangers lineup. They will be wearing the City Connect uniforms as they get back to action here, half number two of the season. And it's going to be Marcus Semien leading off. You'll have Seager in the two-hole, Josh Smith batting third, and then Wyatt Langford will be in the four spot right there. He'll also be in left field. My uncle is actually here. Remember a few weeks back when Langford had his first dong ball, out of the park dong ball, mm-hmm, of his career? My uncle Dave is the one who actually caught it, and so part of giving the ball back
He got a
batting practice experience.
Nice.
So
he's down there behind the cage.
I think my uncle is down there right now.
That's cool, bro.
Or whenever Langford's getting going. So at some point here soon, because my uncle texted me today, he's like, "You guys gonna be out there?" Because I got my BP experience with Langford today. I'm like, "Oh, that is awesome." So that's going down right here. Langford is, of course, just rocking and rolling here through the month of June, and hopefully he's just on the fast track to being as badass as we imagined. You'll have Adolis in right field batting fifth, Nathaniel Lowe in the sixth spot. You'll have Jonah Heim. Then Janko is DHing tonight. Then it's Leody Taveras, and, of course, it'll be Nasty Nate Eovaldi on the bump going toe-to-toe versus Corbin Burns of the Orioles. So it's a heck of a pitching duel tonight, heck of a measuring stick series to kick off the second half of the MLB season, and we look forward to talking with Eric Nadel coming up a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour today. Okay, 877-881-1053. It is time for the Friday news dump, and there's a handful of things to address. One of them right here, that Mexican OT and Big Tuck are going to be performing at Texas Live after the Rangers game on Saturday.
Okay. It's the Big T, UCK. Chew on a mic like a mic buffet.
Boom! Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I know the Mexican OT. I wasn't super sure on Big Tuck.
Big Tuck and Roll.
Yeah, he got some. He's got some bangers right
now.
Yeah,
I came up with Big Tuck, man.
Oh, is that right?
No, I came up listening to Big
Tuck. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I thought you're in the same neighborhood.
No, I don't know that. No, I don't know him like that.
Dude, speaking of coming up though, did you guys? I don't know. Did you guys talk about this last week? I just saw this, but apparently Pizza Hut's getting back to the old school buffet style.
Now they better do it right, because I love the old school buffet, and they need to bring back the Book It program too. Because that's how I got on Pizza Hut.
You read a book and you get a pizza?
You get personal pan pizza. And then all of a sudden my dad started taking me there. We were hitting at the buffet after we go wash his car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get that free
you
labor.
Gotta earn it. You still got to earn it.
Yeah, man, I love that.
You go I kind of feel like the Pizza Hut is the best of all the chain pizza places.
I generally
I'm not going to fight you. Yeah. I'm not going to. I love a good thin crust meat lovers Pizza Hut. Oh, my God.
It's absolutely fire. Yeah, Pizza Hut. That was a staple. It was one of the few places
somebody's
around my
booing us right now, though. Oh, my God. These guys got no taste.
I mean, I got respect for Domino's. Yeah. And to some extent,
not
I've come around
Pizza Hut.
A little bit on Papa John's. But, yeah, Pizza Hut's where it's at for me. And if they're bringing back the buffet-style situation, then.
Did you guys ever experience Mr. Gaddy's?
Yes. No. And watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Yes. Yeah. So you never Chief, you never did Mr. Gaddy.
No, Mr. Jim's?
Mr. Jim's is good.
That's my mister. That's my only pizza mister.
Mr. Gaddy's had that their hamburger sausage pizza was
amazing.
They were kind of a buffet thing.
Yes.
CeCe's, is that still
CeCe's
buffet?
They're still getting it done, absolutely. Yeah. Now, it used to be $5 for CeCe's. I think you're probably looking closer to 10 now.
What?
For their buffet.
Shoot, it used to be like $2.99 or something like that back in the day on CeCe's. Yeah.
Okay, see, so for me, like high school was just like, if we got $5... We got CeCe's.
We used to have like Shakey's was one. There was like the old school Dallas pizza place.
Shakey's. Now, I love you said Mr. Gaddy's though, because Mr. Gaddy's was an amazing.
Mr. Gaddy's is not bad.
Yeah, man, yeah. Good pizza.
How'd they
the
run
kids,
out?
And you can just watch movies all day.
Yeah,
cartoons.
They had like the Three Stooges on while you're eating pizza.
Oh, really?
At theaters, bro. You're eating in theaters. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How did I miss this? How did that go out of business?
You're too young.
That's gut-wrenching, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of the movie stuff, have you guys seen the way they're doing it now? They did it with the Dune movie, but they're doing these special like popcorn boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they got the new Alien movie that's coming out, and have you seen that popcorn bucket?
No, I haven't.
Bro, look at this.
Okay.
Look at this Alien. This makes me want to go to the movies. Can you imagine eating out of that thing right there?
Yeah, that's frightening, actually, but that is actually cool.
It's scary. But it's like that souvenir, that'll get me to the movie theater, I think.
Yeah, that's what you put on in your movie room or by your television or everything after you finish eating it.
That's one of the coolest popcorn buckets I've ever seen. Shout out to the movie theaters who are getting back to doing some of this cool stuff.
Wow.
As they try and lure you to the theaters. And you have the Twister movie that's dropping as well. You know, like a 90s disaster movie. We can all get behind that.
Wasn't Twister like a 1996 movie? Are we remaking that? Is that what we're doing?
To some extent, yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's like a follow-up or a I don't know the exact details of it, but same type of deal. But the alien popcorn bucket looks cool, man.
Collector's item, right?
Collector's item, absolutely. Yeah, just like a fun novelty
item. They're
going
to run out when you get there.
You think?
You're going to order it, they're going to run out, they're not going to have it. You know, limited time offer. You're going to order one and they're not going to have it.
Talking about like the price increases for a place like CeCe's or whatever, I haven't been to the movie theater in a while. Can anybody speak on this? Has inflation affected the already expensive concession items, or is everything just caught up now and you walk to the movie theater for the popcorn
high.
And everything's even higher than it was?
Yeah. Okay.
$50, $60 day.
Right.
Yeah, $125. Yeah. It's just me and the other lady.
Well, that's why you better have the take-home souvenir like this Alien popcorn bucket to make you feel a little bit better about the cost of your experience. Yeah.
Can you give me a price on that, please?
I can't give you a price on it. I don't know exactly how much it's going to run you, but a giant bucket of popcorn.
Is it a waste for a giant bucket of popcorn, by the way?
Never. No. No, it's not.
You eat all the popcorn in the giant bucket.
Yes, I do. Well, because I always make a point. When you get the big one, they're like, hey, it's a free refill. So I'm always...
You eat through it?
I will eat through it just for the principle of I'm going to get another bucket. I may not even eat that much out of that second one, but I'm going to go ahead and make sure I feel like I got bang for my buck.
If you're eating a giant bucket of popcorn, you're doing some work.
Well, I mean, usually it's a group effort of like at least one other person, if not two.
People get tired of the popcorn. Like you pass it down and they're always, no.
No, I'm always like, send that thing back. Like, really? Bring it back down to me. I'm ready to crush that popcorn.
Are you more butter guy?
Yeah, butter it up.
God. If I take her on a date and she finishes that thing of popcorn, I'm concerned.
You're not impressed? She's just lathered in butter all over her face?
Yeah, it's immature of me. I know it is, but I'm concerned. I should have seen the signs earlier, but I didn't. Now I pay $125 when I go to the movies.
Yeah, dude, it is over the top. It's crazy.
You got to pay attention.
We mentioned yesterday that Caitlin Clark and Sabrina Ionescu are not going to be a part of the WNBA All-Star Three-Point Contest. And we wondered, is this the WNBA? Is this these individuals? Apparently, they declined the invitation.
Yeah.
So the NBA or the WNBA couldn't figure out a way to strong-arm these ladies into to performing in the three-point contest. So at least they tried, because I was kind of scratching my head at the WNBA. How
That's
can you
what
let
I'm
this
saying.
Happen?
I'm glad that came out, because I've seen a whole lot of WNBA slander talking about they keep dropping the ball and stuff like that.
Right.
Because they couldn't have the stars show up. But
and I was kind of perpetuating that yesterday, so
it's
I had to circle back on that one.
It's all right.
The new Vegas NBA franchise? This thing's going to happen, man. It's expected to be the most expensive team in U.S. sports. The expansion fee and new stadium costs could approach a total of $7 billion. So at some point, I would guess over the next half decade.
So we're not playing at T-Mobile Arena?
No, I think they want to do it. They want to do it right. They want to do it big. They want to go all out for the Vegas team.
Is there any more room on the strip?
I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know. They're going to have to kick it out there where Allegiant is.
They're going to kick the A's somewhere else. The A's are about.
Oh, yeah, and the A's. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough room.
Say the A's, you're out. You're no longer here.
And then apparently TNT will have approximately 4 more days to match either Amazon Prime Video's per year offer or NBC's per year bid for the NBA.
One or the other?
If they want to hang on, yes. If they want to hang on to... like the inside the NBA.
How many
crew.
Billions do we know?
Yeah, you're looking at $1.8 billion from Amazon Prime. They would have to match that or NBC's $2.5 billion.
Oh.
So either one of those, I think, would get it done.
Do you like it on TNT?
I'm so used to it. Yeah. You know, like my entire basketball watching experience has involved TNT. And then obviously the crew. I wish they could copy and paste that crew.
Absolutely.
With Chuck and everybody onto a different network, because it really doesn't bother me. I like Amazon. Yeah,
it's easy to get to.
I don't mind. If they're going to go somewhere, I don't mind it. I just hate that show, it doesn't seem like it's going to be copy and pasted to the next place.
They should.
So
we're talking about broadcasting the game. So, right, Kevin Harlan?
Yeah, you'll be broadcasting the games and stuff. Yeah, so like Kevin Harlan, all these guys that you're used to hearing call games on TNT,
right.
they're obviously going to be migrating to wherever it is that these games go, which for the NBA now seems like they're going to be on a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You can watch them on Peacock from time to time. And Amazon and NBC and whatever else.
I had a bad experience today trying to find the Open Championship.
Really? With your package?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had to go to Sky Sports to get it.
Wow.
I had to go to the British Sky Sports because I couldn't find it. I didn't know where to look. ESPN or TNT. I didn't know where to look. So I just went to Sky Sports and it was on.
This is the
then you wake up and watch. You see Charmed in the morning because you felt like
you had a game. I've done that a million times.
Rush Hour 3 again. Oh, God.
I hate when the sports bars forget. You show up for lunch the next day and they still got them on there. I'm like, what are we doing, man?
Well, that's in the studio. The studio's
the same way.
You know?
I hate
that. You're watching, Walker Texas Ranger or something like that.
I really don't like that. Like, if you have a sports bar, stay on top of keeping sports on your television.
Yeah.
I really do not lie. I'm a stickler for that one.
Yeah, nobody was.
Probably immature of me again.
Nobody's trying to watch Charmed on mute in a sports bar. Let's just be honest about that.
Exactly.
The weirdest news item of the week, though, here in the dump. Steve Jobs, Apple's Steve Jobs, RIP.
Yeah.
Was known to stick his feet inside public toilets as his, quote, go-to stress reliever.
No way.
I thought it was ball sacking, but I've triple-checked it. That's a real deal.
No,
I just think it's one of those things. If you're going to be one of these, like, 1% of the 1%, like, CEO, height of an industry kind of people, you have to have so many screws loose on the path to there. Like, there's a little bit of psycho in you. And, I mean, that just doesn't even – I don't even
– He died of hepatitis then?
I can't even begin to understand where that thought comes from. How at any point through the course of your life you feel like stressed out and like that's going to be the remedy for the situation. And I love that they specified public toilet. Like maybe there was a time where he left his own house, like his own commode wasn't going to do it for him. He was stressed out and he had to drive somewhere to a local business to throw his foot in the toilet. And like, are you flushing it and giving your foot a swirly of sorts? How long are you keeping it in there? Are you soaking it? It's just one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
I can't believe it. It's not surprising.
What ticked me off is they made a movie about him that's supposed to be based on his life, and they don't ever address his foot into the public toilet stress fetish. What are you doing by way of stress relief? Steve Jobs, you are a weird bleep hole, my friend. R.I.P. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, live from Comerica Backyard inside of Globe Life Field, getting you set for half number two of the Rangers season with the O's in town. And coming up next, 420 top 10 list of the day. No bully, but we got Lucius Alexander live with us here, broadcasting from Globe Life, and he will present the top 10 list of the day next right here in the Nation.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.